This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 9:07. Currently 6 degrees below zero. It's warmed up a bit. 3 degrees warmer than it was an hour ago. 6 below the temperature. The wind chill factor is 22 below zero in downtown Wausau. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number 2 of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by giving us a call or a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If there's something on your mind, something that you would like to talk about, something that we are missing, feel free to let your voice be heard. And again, one of the hallmarks of a democracy is to have our voices be heard, and we want to do that here each and every day on the program. You can also catch our program live on our YouTube channel, brand new YouTube channel at on WXCO. And for whatever reason, and again, I'm gonna keep pounding my head on the table because I just don't get it. For some reason, again, our Facebook stream never works in the first hour, but it always works in the second hour. So you can actually watch the second hour on our Facebook page. If you go to 98.9 WXCO's Facebook page, and you can see a screen there as well. And you can make comments both on YouTube and on Facebook that we can respond to. But I just shake my head because I have no idea what is wrong with the 8 o'clock hour. What is the problem with the 8 o'clock hour that is causing it never to work right, and then the 9 o'clock hour does work right? I have no idea.
It's a technological mystery.
It is. So the entire show is always available now on our new 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. So, again, you can check that out. Give us a call. Give us a text. And just be part of the show. We'd really enjoy that. Scheduled to be joined by Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library, but unfortunately she has not been able to make it at this point. If she does so, we'll welcome her in as soon as possible. So, again, too bad. We'd always like to hear about what is happening over at the library, so hopefully Robin is able to make it to us here in the next few minutes. But it will give us a chance to remind you about tomorrow's show, as coming up in hour number one, we'll be joined by Bob Look. He is with us every other Wednesday to talk about some of the news and sports headlines going on, so he'll be with us, sitting in across the way with us for the first hour of the show. And then also coming up tomorrow in the second hour, early on, we will be joined by the executive director of the Grant Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, as Sean Wright will be with us for the first time in 2025. So that's all coming up tomorrow. Also, quick note that tonight we got ourselves a big one in high school boys basketball. The Wausau West Warriors have a chance to move into first place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. The Warriors will be in Marshfield taking on the Marshfield Tigers this evening. I'll be at the Marshfield Fieldhouse for all the exciting action. We'll have coverage beginning with the pregame show at 7 o'clock and the opening tip at 7:15. That's Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball tonight right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. Need to say hi, hello, and welcome again to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, the one, the only, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, again, a nippy start here in North Central Wisconsin. Have you been able to stay out of trouble? Have you been able to make sure that, you know, you've got here nice and smoothly to not get into trouble? Because we talk about it all the time. We talk about it with Brittany. Mm-hmm. Because when you travel around, you have to make sure that you take your time, you're Absolutely. Safe, and also have that cold weather gear just in case there's any issues. But have you had any issues? No problems? Once in a while, because I've heard stories that sometimes you can be a little bit know, a little heavy on that accelerator.
It's true. I'm human. I make mistakes.
I still remember the day I saw you going the wrong way in front of our studio.
Yeah.
I've not seen you since then. I gave you the warning. I said, we are not going to have that. We cannot have you going the wrong way right in front of our studio. And
I've been paying better attention, absolutely.
Because I'll bring the hammer down if you keep doing that, but you have not done it, so I'm very proud of you on that respect. So,
no, but the auto start on my car was working fine again this morning. I was able to leave a few minutes earlier than I usually do, which is always a good thing. Able to take my time, you know, test my brakes coming up to the stop signs, make sure everything is working properly, and make sure I take it easier on my turns, because I am guilty of, you know, turning very sharply, so I need to continue to keep working on that. But you know, overall, I was able to, you know, I take my time, and the roads were not as bad as they were yesterday, so it's getting a little better. But you still need to take your time and make sure that you make sure your windows are cleared off, because I was trying to clear out my windows yesterday and the ice was so was stuck on there, I couldn't even get it off with the heat and the ice scraper combined. So I really had to improvise when it came to, you know, seeing out of my windows yesterday. But today's a lot better.
Absolutely. I got to talk about something I heard about last night. And
what did you hear?
Well, after President Jimmy Carter passed away, there is a protocol that the flags around the country for 30 days after the death of a president are at half staff.
Absolutely.
So the 30-day half staff protocol is going on right now.
Okay.
But last night, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, far-right conservative, MAGA to the core, he ordered the state's flags to be raised to full staff on Inauguration Day on Monday as President-elect Trump enters his second term in the White House. The move disrupts the 30-day period of half-staff mourning issued by President Biden to honor the late President Carter. Biden ordered flags nationally to half-staff through sunset on January 28th. Abbott's order would apply to all flags at the Texas Capitol and at state buildings on January the 20th. I have had criticism of Aaron Rodgers in the past.
Mm-hmm,
but one thing that he did exceptionally well is when he went to the Jets, the legendary quarterback Joe Namath said, hey, if you want to wear number 12, you can do it. But Aaron Rodgers said, no, number 12 for the New York Jets is Joe Namath. And that was the right thing to do, because it wasn't about him in that moment. It was about Joe Namath.
That was a very smart move indeed.
But this piece of selfishness is just so on brand for MAGA, where it's all about Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump had the littlest bit of magnanimity, he would say, you know, Greg Abbott, I appreciate the thought, that you are going to get down on your knees and worship me like all these other people are. But the protocol is for the death of a former president that the flags are at half staff at all government institutions and throughout the country for those 30 days. And we're going to do that. But mm-hmm. Donald Trump is not like that. In fact, Donald Trump had already been whining about it previously, because when he found out that the flags were down, are going to be at half staff for 30 days, he blasted Democrats as giddy that flags would be set to half staff during the inauguration. He posted on his Truth Social, "The Democrats are all giddy about our magnificent American flag potentially being at half-mast during my inauguration. They think it's so great and are so happy about it because in actuality, they don't love our country. They only think about themselves." For Donald Trump to tell anybody that they're only thinking about themselves is incredibly ridiculous, is the way I put it. And he says, "Nobody wants to see this, and no American can be happy about it. Let's just see how it plays out."
So,
I mean, it's a selfish.
Rude.
It's selfish. It's not about Donald Trump. This has always been the protocol. That is the way it is. Mm-hmm. And for Donald Trump to, again, make it about himself, and then for Greg Abbott, it's just another example of these folks who are just trying to get on their hands and knees to try to be able to show Donald Trump how much they love him. And it's sad. You know, it's just, it's the wrong thing. Again, I don't understand it. So, again, we do see these ideas where maybe something we disagree with, we'll do the right thing. And Aaron Rodgers did the right thing when it came to the number 12. He said, "Nope, that's Joe Namath's number. It's been retired. Nobody else for the New York Jets should wear number 12. I will wear number 8. And that's what he's done the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But for Greg Abbott to do this, to say that, well, how it affects the whole inauguration bit, he says, you know, it's about, you know, giving Donald Trump the proper respect as he goes back in office. No. This
you
is just
respect, you have to earn it.
But again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was Donald Trump. It doesn't matter if it was Barack Obama. It doesn't matter if it would have been Kamala Harris. I mean, if it was Kamala Harris, the flags would be at half staff. It doesn't matter. That's the way it is. And again,
Trump does not get special treatment just because he's Donald Trump. I don't care if he has presidential immunity or not. That is disrespectful to, you know, break protocol and not honor a truly great president, Jimmy Carter. He wasn't perfect, but he was a
And it
great,
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was president. Richard Nixon or whoever it was. It would still be
protocol.
It would be protocol. So again, that what Abbott did yesterday is just wrong. And I'm curious to see how many others follow in his footsteps, because you know he will not be the last Republican MAGA to be able to say to Donald Trump, "See, we're worshiping you on Inauguration Day." The time is 9:18. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come back with more. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., it's another edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself as we talk high school sports, recapping and previewing the high school basketball and hockey action, plus special guests. At 6:25, we'll be talking to Merrill High School boys basketball coach Troy Pieper as the Blue Jays battling in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And then at 7:06, it's our student-athlete guest from the defending state champion Central Wisconsin Storm. We'll talk to senior captain Ava Rohde. It's the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction. Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about the Wausau School Board approving a referendum question for the spring April ballot. So we're going to give you some details on that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Just heard the promo that tomorrow night we do have another edition of the Big High School Sports Show brought to you by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, look forward to talking to Merrill High School head boys basketball coach Troy Pieper at 6:25 tomorrow evening, and then by Central Wisconsin Storm senior defenseman Captain Ava Rohde at 7:06. So hopefully you can be with us tomorrow night from 6 till 8 for the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Last night in high school sports, I was in Chippewa Falls as the Wausau West hockey team extended their win streak to 6 games in a row. Warriors now 12-4 on the season. They shut out Chippewa Falls 5-0. Five different Wausau West players would light the lamp, scoring goals. And goaltender Julian Scalcucci had his second shutout in his last three games as he stopped 21 shots. So the Warriors 5-0 over Chi High. They'll be back in action on Thursday night, taking on Marshfield in a Wisconsin Valley Conference game. We will have live coverage of that game on Thursday night on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and also on the Civic Media app. So, again, for the Wausau West game against Marshfield on Thursday night, Sports 2 stream. If you go to WXCO.fm, it's in the upper left-hand corner. Just instead of listening to the primary stream, click on Sports 2, or by opening up the WXCO part of the Civic Media app, just hit on Sports 2 and hit play and be able to hear the game live from Marathon Park. Boys high school basketball last night, Crandon defeated Newman Catholic at the Newman Catholic gym by a score of 70-52. It was a big night for the Cardinals' Quincy Fender. He has come off a major injury. He dislocated his ankle back during football season, but he's bounced back and is now playing again in basketball. He had 36 points in that game for the Cardinals. Also in boys basketball last night, it was Eau Claire Memorial defeating D.C. Everest 74-48. Abbotsford lost to Colby 81-58. Wittenberg Burnhamwood continues their solid play. Chargers all over Lakeland by a score of 96-63. Limited amount of girls basketball last night as well. Marshfield lost to Lakeland 60-49. It was Athens over Shawamigan 56-43. A tight win for Edgar last night in girls hoops. They beat Loyal 37-34. It was Auburndale over Rochelle 69-33. Tonight, again, as I mentioned earlier, we have high school boys basketball. Wausau West is at Marshfield. Again, coverage begins at 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also on the schedule tonight in high school boys basketball in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, D.C. Everest is home against Merrill. Also, it is Wisconsin Rapids at Stevens Point. You have Antigo hosting Northern Pines. Marathon is home against Auburndale. Tomahawk is at Medford. Rhinelander at Mosinee, a significant game in the Great Northern Conference. Newman Catholic home against Edgar. Wisconsin Rapids Assumption is at Stratford, among the games in boys basketball. Girls basketball, also a full slate of action in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Wausau West is home against Marshfield. D.C. Everest is at Merrill. Wisconsin Rapids at Stevens Point. Non-conference game for the East Lumberjacks. They host Marathon in girls basketball this evening. Big one in the CWC East. Wittenberg, Burnhamwood, and Bondiwell. Whitburn undefeated on the season. Bondiwell, one of the top teams as well. Both teams undefeated in conference. That is a significant game in the CWC East. So, again, if you have an opportunity, get out of the cold tonight. Go out there and watch some high school athletics. It's really something that I think that people should take advantage of. It shouldn't always be about the pros. It should not always be about the colleges. But plenty of great activities going on in high school athletics. Very affordable chance to support your local student athletes. a chance to hang out with your friends and neighbors at a game going on tonight. And I should say as well, some boys hockey action. Wausau West is off tonight, but DC Everest is in action at Pacelli. Mosinee is home against Marshfield as well this evening, and Tomahawk travels to Lakeland. So again, a full slate of activity all over the place involving high school sports. And Ian, why do we cover high school sports live on a play-by-play basis? Why do we do that? We don't have to do that. Why do we do it?
We don't have to, but we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports in the area.
Absolutely.
And so I'm very proud to keep saying that.
Exactly right. So we're going to take a time out. We're going to have a look at what's going on in terms of news, weather, sports, entertainment, information updates at the top and bottom of every hour. And then we're going to talk about some big news from the Wausau School District, as the school board has decided to approve a referendum question for the April ballot. We'll talk about that coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
High school boys basketball as the Wausau West Warriors travel to Marshfield to take on the Tigers. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West at Marshfield in high school boys basketball. Tuesday night, starting with pregame show at 7 and opening tip at 7:15. On 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Also, it's WXCO.fm. Of course, our website address used to be BullFallsRadio.com. They changed it to WXCO.fm. If you put in BullFallsRadio.com, I'm pretty sure you still get to our website. It redirects you to WXCO.fm. I always start off by saying 98. No, it's WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by tuning in right now on either YouTube.com and our 98.9 WXCO channel, or at Facebook.com on the 98.9 WXCO page. The time is 9:36, and again, a chilly start here in north central Wisconsin. Boy, you look outside. I'm looking out to my right, and our studio right on the street here, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Looks pretty out there. A lot of sunshine, but if you get out there, make sure you're bundled up, because it is a cold start here in north central Wisconsin. Get the official temperature here. What is the temperature right now? It is up to 1 degree below zero. We are flying up there quickly this morning. We're now at 1 below zero. The wind chill factor is 8 below, expecting a high about 12 degrees before all is said and done today. You know, Ian, before we talk about this referendum that's coming to Wausau, you know how to become cool in 2025 besides being outside without a jacket? For you and for listeners out there, I got a way for you guys to become even cooler than you already are. And I know that it's hard.
You mean like cool like hip? Freezing?
Hip.
Okay, cool like hip.
Yep.
There's a lot of different ways.
Civic media gear. That's how you do it. Wear civic media gear. You got gear, shorts, shirts for 98.9 WXCO and all the other stations. And it's real easy. All you have to do is go to the Civic Media merch store. And you have to just go to our website, go to civicmedia.us, and you can refresh your wardrobe and support Civic Media at the same time. So check out the new Civic Media store by heading over to the Civic Media homepage at civicmedia.us. Click on the store button in the upper right corner, and then you can check out all the great swag that you can get.
I'll have to check that out myself.
There you go. Be able to walk down the street and have people say, boy, there's a cool guy wearing that Civic Media 98.9 WXCO swag. So,
nice.
Again, check it out at civicmedia.us. But last night, the Wausau School Board met, and the Wausau School Board has decided that there will be an additional question on the ballot. So we already knew going into the spring election there's going to be a significant state Supreme Court race that will determine the control, ideological control of the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. There will be an election for the State Department of Public Instruction, the person that leads the DPI, state superintendent. And now we know here in Wausau that there's going to be a referendum question on the ballot for the April election. In a meeting last night, the school board decided that they will, in fact, ask the community to support an $8 million non-recurring referendum over 5 years. That's according to WSAW.com. The school district has been in talks about adding the operational referendum question to the April ballot for several weeks. The $8 million would help the district maintain the safety of their buildings while enhancing student learning. During the course of the meeting last night, Wausau School District Assistant Superintendent of Operations, Josh Figut, spoke, and he said that operational needs throughout the district to help with the budget deficit that the district is facing, ongoing maintenance needs, supporting student programming, and attracting and entertaining staff. And that is a vital aspect right now because a lot of different schools are having trouble filling their staffing needs. Vigut said that the district's budget deficit is about $775,000. He also says it's expected to increase to around $4 million going forward, but the district would have a plan to tackle those cost factors. He said instead of prepaying $8 million annually, they will use that for operating. And he says they will still make their payments on their capital debt. Also, it was said that the referendum would have little impact on taxes. Figu said the district and the board have chosen to use debt defeasance to prepay on their debt, creating some flexibility in the levy, which will allow us to not increase the burden on taxpayers. So again, the district is not asking people to pay more in taxes. They're asking for the community's trust to work with them to help make students a priority. Vigut added that the referendums are an excellent opportunity for the community to use their voice and to support the direction of a school district, and says that he and others within the district look forward to engaging with the community in the lead up to the referendum. So in the run-up, and right now, of course, it is January the 14th, and The election will be in early April. The district will be having a series of informative sessions ahead of the April election to help educate people on what this operational referendum would bring to the students and staff within the district. No dates or times have been announced, but I will be, again, reaching out to the school district, Wausau School Board President, Jim Boucher. He has said he is very happy to come back on the program once all these questions were answered. Would there be a referendum talking about as well the elementary school consolidation? But now, in the past week or so, we heard that about the plan for the elementary school consolidation. Right. And now we hear about this plan to have this referendum question going to the public in April. So now that we got those set aside, I will be talking to Jim Boucher and setting up a time to get him on the show, hopefully very, very soon. So, again, interesting. And, again, it's not surprising. I think all the tea leaves have been pushing in this direction recently. Mm-hmm. And I think, the idea of having these information sessions is vital. I talked about this recently when we heard the news about the plan for the elementary school consolidation, that I think what the district has been doing here recently has been an improvement over what we saw back in 2023 and early 2024 when the discussions were held about consolidation of the high schools and the middle schools in the Wausau School District. I think we're seeing better communication. I think we are seeing better outreach, not just having the meetings, but making sure the people know about these meetings and making sure people know that there is information out there when it comes to the information that they need to know why these decisions are being made. I just think that they learned a valuable lesson with the backlash following the initial vote to consolidate Wausau West and Wausau East high schools into one high school, and then the change by the board in order to stick with the two high schools. And I do think that the group that was put together to talk about and look at the issues involving elementary schools was done in a much better way. And I think now this is being done. We've been hearing about the idea of having a referendum. Now the board decided ultimately that we will have this referendum, and now to have these information sessions again in order for this to pass. And you can see by the comments of Mr. Vigout that it sounds pretty straightforward in terms of what he is saying. But in order for people always to vote to say, yes, we're going to approve a referendum, they have to be comfortable that it is truly needed. And that's why it will be important to have these information sessions. And also, real quickly, it is important for the people out there. And I think something that I've been thinking about, and not just within local school board issues or mm-hmm. local city council issues or mayoral issues or state assembly or whatever it may be, in order for our democracy to work, people have to be engaged.
Absolutely.
They have to be engaged, or else we're going to see the cracks. And I think we've seen cracks. And it's not enough for the district to say, hey, we're going to have these informational sessions. The folks have to go and listen to them and ask the questions and to tune in. And hopefully when we do have Jim Boucher on, to tune in and to comment, send a text in. Send us questions that you may have when I announce what day we're going to have Mr. Boucher on. So, again, be engaged. Take the opportunities when the district says we're going to have this meeting and you can be able to ask questions. Don't just sit back and then complain about it afterwards if you don't get to these meetings and ask the questions. So, again, interesting news. And it's actually, we talk about spring elections. So often there's very little on the ballot that's significant. Well, that's not going to be the case in Wausau coming up in April. As I said, having this very, very important state Supreme Court race, having the state superintendent of public instruction race, and now adding yet another important question on that ballot in terms of a Wausau school district referendum. I mean, we just got through a 2024 with so many elections, it felt like, and then ultimately having the big election in early November. And now it's like you think, okay, we're going to be able to take a deep breath. Well, you know that the commercials for the state Supreme Court race are going to start up very, very soon. And now we're going to start to get some information, I'm sure, more information about this question involving the Wausau School District referendum. Again, Wausau School District School Board decided they are asking the community to support an $8 million non-recurring referendum over 5 years coming up in April. So, again, I thought important to bring you that information here this morning. As ever since this show started, I started this show back in September of 2022. So we've been doing this. It's hard to believe how long I've been doing this. I mean, it feels like it was yesterday that Civic Media bought WXCO, and then they put me on the air for this show. Started it in the afternoon, then moved it here to the morning. And we are up to close to 2.5 years. But ever since this show started, one of the main topics has been the Wausau School District and the different questions that they've been having to delve into, whether it's been high school and middle school, elementary school consolidation, and now, of course, a operating referendum. And I don't think that's going to change, because school districts are being put under such pressure because lack of proper funding coming from the state. And, of course, school district funding will be one of the questions, part of the budget process that is beginning and will be going on for the next number of months as well. The time is 9:48. Coming up next, we'll have our daily history lesson. We will give you some famous events that occurred on this date in history. We'll talk about a few celebrities that are celebrating their birthdays. We will have a look at some of the special events that are being acknowledged today. And then we will wrap it up by giving Ian Welsh the number for the day quiz. He is 0-for-1 so far this week. So you don't want to go 0-for-2. This is kind of a big one here today. So we will have that coming up. 9:48 is the time. 1 degree below zero is the temperature. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is the 14th day of January of 2025. It is day number 14 of this year. There are now 351 days remaining in 2024 before we turn our calendar to 2026. It'll be here before you know it.
Yeah,
but it is, but it is time to take a look at some famous events that occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1952, NBC's Today Show premiered. On this date in 1954, New York Yankee Hall of Famer Joe DiMaggio and actress Marilyn Monroe were married in San Francisco. On this date in 1973, Super Bowl VII, the Miami Dolphins defeated the Washington Redskins. The Dolphins became the first NFL team to go undefeated in a season. Mm-hmm. On this date in 1993, late-night TV talk show host David Letterman announced he was moving from NBC to CBS. On this date in 2006, A nude tourist was arrested at the international airport in Cancun, Mexico, as she tried to raise funds for her return airline ticket by stripping in the terminal and asking for money from other tourists. Police suspect the woman was under the influence of an unspecified drug.
If it was me, I would have just sang. Try to raise money.
There you go.
My voice.
There you go.
I don't need something like that.
And on this date 5 years ago in 2020, Jeopardy's greatest of all time tournament was won by Ken Jennings. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Actress and Oscar Award winner for Network, Faye Dunaway, 84 years old today. Holland Taylor, who played the mother on 2 and a Half Men, is 82 years old today. Director Steven Soderbergh, Aaron Brockovich, Ocean's 11, and many others, 62 years old today. TV anchor Shepard Smith is 61. Actor Emily Watson of Chernobyl is 58. Rapper actor LL Cool J turns 57. Actor Jason Bateman of Arrested Development is 56. Rocker Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters and Nirvana is 56. Actor Emma Greenwell of Shameless is 36 years old today. And Grant Gustin from Arrow and The Flash is 35. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is International Kite Day. It is Dress Up Your Pet Day. It is Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
That sounds really good.
It is Organize Your Home Day. It is Poetry at Work Day. It is Cesarean Section Day. It is Printing Ink Day. Mm-hmm. And this one you could probably do. It is Shop for Travel Day.
So, well, I've been doing that already. You know, I haven't really done it. I've been thinking about it, but I haven't quite done it yet.
So, well, you better do it today. It's Shop for Travel Day.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Those are the special events being acknowledged today. All right. It is time now for our Number for the Day quiz.
Yes.
And, of course, every day on this program, at the very end, we give Ian Welsh a quiz. We give him three choices for the number for the day. And based on the math, he should get one out of three right. That's 33%.
Yep.
That means if he's above 33%, it's a passing grade. If he's below 33%, that's a failing grade. But we want more than just a passing grade. We don't want just a C student. We want somebody that is striving for excellence. And the next goal after a passing grade is to get more right than wrong.
Yes.
And that is 3 out of 5, so that would be a winning week. His best ever week is 4 out of 5, so that's a goal. And, of course, still out there is that holy grail, the perfect week of 5 out of 5. Still hasn't done it, so. And won't do it this week because you're 0 for 1.
I guess we'll try for 4 out of 5.
Yes, you can.
Mark Zuckerberg. Another number about him. So that'd be interesting.
The number for the day is the estimated cost in millions to build Mark Zuckerberg's underground doomsday bunker in Hawaii.
Oh, brother. He actually has one of those.
So the estimated cost in millions to build Mark Zuckerberg's underground doomsday bunker in Hawaii.
All right, what are my choices?
All right. Is it $270 million? Is it $470 million? Is it $670
million? $270 million to build a doomsday underground bunker in Hawaii. Well, it's a lot of money, but just... the pressure's really on. I'm just trying not to get overwhelmed. Okay. All right. I'm going to say. Okay. You know, I'm going to say $470 million to build an underground bunker. I'm going to go with B today. It's my final answer. That's my best estimate.
The number is the estimated cost in millions to build Mark Zuckerberg's underground doomsday bunker in Hawaii. $270 million.
Really? It's the smallest amount.
Yes. Yes, it is. Huh. Yesterday was the middle number. He went with the middle number today.
I just cannot get that pattern.
All right. Well, you're going to have to dig out of the hole the rest of the week before you head off to Florida. So, all right. Well, take a deep breath. Come back strong tomorrow.
Absolutely. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a great day.
Don't forget tonight, high school basketball, West at Marshfield at 7. Have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.